الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله، يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم، ذلك الدين القيم، فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In the hadith we read of the instance of the person who killed 99 people. Then he went to an alim who was not an alim, a Rabbani. He was alim of the Shariat. He knew the laws of Shariat, but his connection with Allah, Marifat, knowing the kindness, mercy, forgiveness of Allah, that aspect was not really in his life. And he asked him that, I've killed 99 people. Halli min tawbatin, is there any tawbah for me? My salvation, is there any way out for me? So he said 99, according to the book of Allah, one murder is enough to destine you to the fire of Jahannam. 99 people, no forgiveness for you. So he killed him also, and he made it 100. And then he met an alim, who was an alim, a Rabbani, who knew the laws of Allah also, and who knew Allah also, how Allah Ta'ala forgives, and what the mercies of Allah are, and how many people, big sinners, Allah Ta'ala forgives them. And Allah's mercies are unlimited. He asked him, he said, definitely, you just make tawbah, and Allah will forgive you. And for that he advised him, this person lived in a place which was called Fajara, where there were a place of sin, vice and evil. So he advised him to go now, to go make hijrat and go to Nasara. That is a place where Allah's help, where pious people were living, and all righteous and pious people. He went on his way, and on the way he passed away. So the farishtas of Jannat also came to take him. He made tawbah. And the farishtas of Jahannam also came. 100 murders he committed. So he has to go to Jahannam. They were arguing, and Allah Ta'ala sent a person to decide between them in that argument, that must he go to Jannat or Jahannam by the will of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah put it that tell them that they should measure the distance from where he comes, is that more longer, that distance, or the place that he's going to, is that more longer? The place where it is shorter, which is nearer, he must go to that place. And in actual fact, he was further from Nasara, from the good place, he was closer to Fajara, to the evil place. Then Allah Ta'ala, whose Qudrat is above everything, and Allah give us to understand, our deen and shariat, our iman, is not according to our brains. It is, we accept, whether we understand, we don't understand. how much can we have? بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِمَا لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِهِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِيهِمْ تَأْوِيلًا. Hey, they are ta'wil. The people, they deny the things of Allah Ta'ala when they haven't understood. If we did not understand, and we deny. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali gives a very good example. If a person never ate a mango, you know, he doesn't know about a mango, he never saw it, and you try and explain him, you can't explain him the taste of a mango. You'll tell him it tastes like this fruit. No, not like that. It is different. This, no. You can't explain it. And also, the truth of the matter is that a person who hasn't tasted it, he can't know what the taste, no matter how much you try to explain. And he has got no right to deny about a mango. If he has he did not taste it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Doesn't mean its taste is not so wonderful. If you don't know. So many of these things, Mi'raj, is a thing which is beyond our comprehension. But it is our yaqeen, 100% we believe that physically Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, in a short part of the night, not the whole night, short part of the night, Allah granted him this whole journey which nobody else made of human beings. Right to the arsh of Allah, and beyond that, right to Allah Ta'ala. What a journey. Oh, similarly, many other things which we cannot understand. But unfortunately, we think we are too clever and we deny it. So anyway, that place which was closer to place he was closer to was the place of vice and evil. And the more longer distance was the place to the good. Allah changed the distances. And Allah's Qudrat is above everything. And when they measured, they saw he's closer to the, when Allah changed it, now he was closer to the place of Nasara, the good place that he was going to. On that, he went to Jannah. So this is also an occasion of hijrat for us to make. We also make our niyat now. And Allah is so merciful that with the new year that we are in, many of us, how many of us, we are not really conscious it's a new year. The year 1444. Right? It's a new Islamic year, but when it's the English New Year, everyone is fully aware of it. New Year's Day, everyone celebrates it in his way also. But this New Year, and ulama have written, the celebration of our New Year, and the end of the old year, is not by firecrackers, it's not by hooting, it's not by making a nuisance of oneself, becoming a hooligan, etc. It is by fasting. All of my advice that the last day of the Islamic year, we should fast. The first day of the new year, we should fast also. Then great goodness is expected from Allah Ta'ala. Al-ibratu bil-khawateem. All matters are decided according to the end, what it is at the end. How, no matter how, what our life was, if our maut comes on iman, everything is done for us. So the end is important. So if we end the year with fasting, and we start the year with fasting, how wonderful. Ulama have written that there are a few categories of the fasting of the month of Muharram. One is the last day of the old year, the first day of the new year, and then the first 10 days of Muharram, to fast during those days also. And which is famous and which is absolutely correct, the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and 11th. And ulama have written also, or 9, 10 and 11. And the whole month of Muharram, which is month of Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred month, each day's roza, it comes in the hadith, is equal to 30 days of roza. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam could have said 1 month's roza. But just see the kindness and mercy which is in there. There are so many months which are 29 days. So we were not excluded when it was 29, 1 day short. By saying 30 days, that means of 30 days rozas we get. The whole month of Muharram. So this Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah, the number of months by Allah Ta'ala, whether it's a solar calendar, which is with the sun, That is also according to the system of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah chose for us all our matters, many of our matters with the lunar calendar, with the moon, that is also 12 months. With our months are with the lunar calendar, our Hajj, our Ramadan, our Zakat, all those things are with the lunar calendar. And with the sun, not the solar calendar, but with the sun are the times of our namaz also. Fajr is before sunrise. Zuhr is after midday, after the sun has passed its zenith. Asr is before sunset. Maghrib is after sunset. Isha is a more longer time after sunset. So with the sun, many of our ibadat are also connected. So anyway, this Allah Ta'ala says that these 12 months, fi kitabillah, it was in the book of Allah, Lawhi Mahfuz, before the heavens and the earth were created, nothing, it was already written there. Then when yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard, when Allah Ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, the same 12 months Allah Ta'ala enforced, and the 12 months were here. It is like a person who draws a plan. The architect draws a plan for a house. So it is in the plan. And when they build it, they build according to the plan. So it was in the kitab of Allah. And when Allah created the heavens of the earth, Allah executed it accordingly also, the 12 months. And then Allah declared, minha arba'atun hurum. Of these 12 months, 4 months will be sacred months. The very special months. This month of Muharram, which we have entered, we have now in the 7th from sunset, we are in the 7th of Muharram. A few days left, 3 weeks more or less are left of this month. Valuable days are left. And then the previous month, Dhul-Hijjah. The month before that, Dhul-Qaada. These were all Ashhur-e-Hurum. And then Rajab comes later, the 7th month of the year. And these 4 months, whatever ibadat we do, the rewards are multiplied also tremendously. They are compounded and increased and multiplied tremendously. Normally the system of Allah Ta'ala is that guna, if you think of committing a guna, it's not written. When you do commit it, one guna is written, not more. If you think of doing a good thing, the reward is written already. When you do it, it is increased. And according to your sincerity and all the qualities of amal, it becomes much more. 700 and even more. Wallahu yudha'ifu limay yasha. And for whom Allah wants to, according to our, and Allah is alim. He knows our intentions. He knows what jazba, what feeling we are doing it. According to that, Allah rewards. So, but in these 4 months, the good that a person wants to do, it is multiplied, compounded. And the guna is also much more greater. For this month of Muharram also, for all these 4 months, and the guna in these 4 months, it comes in the riwayat, it is like a person who in the state of ihram, he makes a guna in the haram. How terrible isn't that? We can be here in South Africa, any part of the world, and we involve ourselves in any guna. Missing of namaz, on the phone, the various types of gunas, backbiting, swearing, argument, all the types of guna. It is in this month, it is worse than in the state of ihram. And in the haram, any person commits gunas. So Allah protects us. During these 4 months, which is still this, we have got this time, Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayh, in Ahkamul Quran writes, whatever a person will do in these months, it will become his nature. Not second nature, his nature for the rest of the year, for the whole life. So many of us, we have got our aspiration. I would like to be regular with my namazes. Make my namazes with takbir-e-ula. But we see we fall short. Something comes out and we become a bit lazy. Just stepping out of the house, a phone call, urgent, you have to see to it. Now we must have our takbir-e-ula. But just try and do it in these 4 months, and it will be our nature for the rest of the year, for the rest of our life. Many of us, the gunas that we are involved in, guna of the eyes, guna of the tongue, guna of the ears, what we listen to, music, etc., biting, etc., whatever it might be, just try in this month and we will be saved of it forever. Allah then will take over and make it easy for us. And we won't commit those gunas then. So these are valuable months. So they are minha arba'atun hurum. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. That is the deen of Allah, which is the absolute deen. That system of Allah is absolute. And some ulama have written, that deenul qayyim, that is the hisab, the calculations of Allah, which are also absolute. So these calculations of the 12 months, of the 4 months, of the sacred months, all this is in the knowledge of Allah, the calculations of Allah Ta'ala, and they are absolute. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسِكُمْ. So do not do any wrong and harm to yourself in this month. And this is the mercy of Allah that He warned us. The harms are in this month is very severe, very, very, very bad. So Allah Ta'ala warned us extra special. Just like a father will warn his son, mother will warn her daughters, anyone that we have feeling of anything particular, we warn them, Allah has warned us. So this is, we are here in this beginning of the new year. So we also should make hijrat now. How that person made hijrat and what favors of Allah. مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. A person who comes a hand span to me, I go an arm's length to him. Who comes walking, I go running to that person. Allah is free of these qualities. It means we just little inclination and Allah's mercy comes rushing forward to us. Just like a father holds his son's hand and walks with him. The son can't walk. He's a father, or the father puts him in his lap and he's now holding the steering wheel. And he comes home and he tells his mummy, today I drove. Anyway, he can't even reach the pedals. He can't even handle the steering wheel. So Allah Ta'ala just puts us in there. Allah is the doer, fa'ili haqiqi. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that any person who thinks my knowledge, my piety, my righteousness is my achievement, nadani hai. That person is very stupid and very ignorant. It's only the fadl of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has displayed on you. And who you think is a big sinner, Allah can easily give it to that person. And his condition of sin and worse than that, Allah can make you like that. Allah can make it over a little period of time. Allah can make it instantly. Allah's qudrat is above everything. All our hearts is between the fingers of Allah. And the heart itself is known as qalb in Arabic. Qalb means to change. Cardiologist of Lahore, he explains that when they work on the heart, they see not for one split second is the heart still static. It's all the time in movement. That's why it's called qalb. It changes all the time. The heart itself is like that. And it is between the fingers of Allah, and Allah can change it as He wishes to. Of course, Allah hasn't got fingers like us. And it means Allah can change it at any moment in any direction. So we must never ever think of any thought of pride or that I am very pious or look down upon somebody. Many, many cases where we look down on others, Allah makes that person like those people. And those people who were so sinful, Allah makes them pious. Nothing is difficult for Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, this is that time now that we should also make this hijrat. And we turn to Allah Ta'ala. And this year, our calendar is known as the Hijri calendar. At the beginning, Muslims did not have a calendar of their own. In the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and what a great administrator. The world hasn't produced an administrator like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He said that we are a nation, we're mustaqil, a unique nation, a nation of its own, a people of their own. We must not follow anyone. So our calendar also, we must have our own calendar. And then Mashura was made, from where must our calendar start? Must it start from the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Like the Gregorian calendar, Isui calendar, is from the birth of Isa alayhi salam. And we write BC before Christ. and the other after Christ. So that was according. So that wasn't, it didn't appeal to them. Must it be from the time the Quran Sharif was revealed? What a great occasion also. But finally what it was decided, that from the time of Hijrat, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made Hijrat, so that the Ummah can be reminded, and we should be using our calendar. Today, very sadly, we don't know our calendar. How many of us know our birth of date Islamic? How many of us took the trouble to find out? What is our Islamic, when we were born, when we got married? How many of our students, when we ask which year you graduated, immediately it's the English year. Very, very seldom they are, alhamdulillah, those who will give the Islamic year. You ask the age of anyone, we all will give the English date. And according to that calendar, who of us, one friend of ours, Allah reward him, he says, whoever asks me, I just say the Islamic date. And I don't tell them this is according to Islam. That is it, finish, it's end of the story. We don't still have to make an excuse or find something, but we all use the English, everything of ours. If we are dealing amongst ourselves, our dini, some jalsa, anything, we should use the Islamic date. But why do we use only the English date? And also the days of the week. One article came at one time in one magazine that the Urdu names of the days of the week, Peer, Mangal, Budh, Jumirat, these are also just like the English names of the days. Monday was the day they worshipped the moon. Sunday was the day they worshipped the sun. Like that, all days of the week also has some connotation with idol worship. Worshipping things besides Allah Ta'ala. We should try and use the Arabic words. Yawmul Ahad, Ithnain, Thulatha. We should try and make this alive. Become somewhat conscious of it. We are Muslims. We are some friends of ours from Australia who were here. So they were explaining Roman Catholics they were. And they accepted Islam. And the mother or the grandmother at home told Appa that when we accepted Islam, we just dumped everything of Christianity. They were born in Christianity, Roman Catholics. And all the things, they found it very odd Islamic system. Bada al Islamu ghariba wa sayaudu ila al ghuraba, explaining when one family member of theirs just at that time, this person we had, now he's a Maulana, but at that time he wasn't still a Muslim. They went for the wedding function to the masjid. The men were in the masjid and the woman was separate. That they couldn't understand. How can it be like this? Because they mix all the time. Unfortunately, how many of us can understand it? We are born as Muslims. We are supposed to be living as Muslims, but how many laws of Islam we can't understand. After the wedding, they're waiting for the groom to come, embrace his wife and kiss her in front of everyone. They say nothing like that happened. When they ate, they saw they're eating on the floor. And they are. And how many of us, we can't sit on the floor and eat. We need the table and chairs. And then they're waiting for the spoons and the forks and the knives. Yeah, they saw all eating. Now a person who is in his mind is only you eat with spoon and fork. And you see all eating with their fingers. Hey, but how they dumped all of that. And 100% they are in Islam. And we who are born as Muslims, unfortunately that Islam is not in us. We also have to still make a hijrat. From where we were supposed to be, we have to make hijrat to there where we are supposed to be. Where it was our life like that. We should think and reflect of ourselves. And yet we pride ourselves as good Muslims. Eh? And the South African Muslims are very good Muslims. But what is our condition internationally, globally? What is our condition? So we should make hijrat from there. The hijrat was chosen so that every year when the new year will come, then we will also be conscious of this hijrat. And we will move away from Christianity. We have a wedding in our family. How many good people? Then there is one night Mehndi party. One night, even Allah may forgive us and guide us, a dance party also. And according to reports, our old ladies are also dancing. Like that, their knees are paining and the back is paining. But when it comes to dancing time, they also dance. Whatever they look like and whatever, how they dance. but they have to do some actions there. Birthday parties we got. Everything of the Jews, the Christians, the gown of the bride will be according to the Christians. A white gown normally. Everything of theirs, the Hindus things. And when they have their wedding, they won't have one thing of the Muslims in their wedding. This is what our people say, you must be broad-minded. You must be big-hearted. And this Abrahamic accord is all that, must be big-hearted. You must give place, give them some space. For everyone you must have a place. Whereas Allah says, Udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter fully and completely into Islam, in which there is no room for anything else. Not our forefathers, no Indian way of life. No Arab way of life also. No Chinese or American way. Only one way of the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are still so far. We imitate the West in so many things, sir. So this is the time that we make that hijrat. On one occasion, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam returned from a jihad expedition. In the jihad, of course, there are swords coming on from all sides. Arrows that are landing on you. The fighting is taking place. Your wife will become a widow. Your children will become orphaned. When they left that and they came to the peaceful city of Medina Sharif, when they entered Medina Sharif, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, Raja'na min al-jihad al-asghar ila jihad al-akbar. We have come from the small jihad. That jihad which for us is so big, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, it's a small jihad. And the jihad, yeah, now in Medina Sharif, where there are peaceful conditions, we have come to the big jihad. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, this jihad of the nafs is the biggest jihad. On the battlefield, one sword hits you, you became shaheed. One arrow hits you, you became shaheed. But this, every moment you are becoming shaheed. Your desires for alhamaha, fujuraha, Allah says first, that we put in the heart the desire of sin. Everyone has got that. You want to sin, and you don't sin, is your jihad. And this is the big jihad. If a person, our Shaykh explained to us, that a person falls in love with a woman, who is he's not married to her, but love came in his heart, and he loves her, but he never made it known. He never wrote her a letter. He never informed her, but the love was in his heart. But he never informed her. When he dies as a shaheed, on account of that he didn't do that desire of the guna. That desire was there, very strong. And in fact, when the opportunity arises also, like that person with a cousin of his who was very poor, and he wanted to satisfy himself from her. The day she became very desperate, she agreed that she'll take the money and let him do what he wants to. When he was about to, she said, ittaqillah. And don't break the seal without its right, without nikah, without Allah allowing. He immediately went back and he did nothing. What a darja Allah ta'ala. So desires will be there. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in fact says, don't even make dua that the desire of sin must go out of you. We will prefer that. But Hazrat says, don't make that dua also. Because if you make that dua and you no more have the desire of guna, your progress stops there. You have reached where you reach and no more progress. Hazrat gives the example, we go to the Qabristan and we tell the people of the Qubur that what big muttaqis they are. What taqwa they got, they commit no sin, they can't commit sin. If you can't commit a sin and you save yourself from sin, it's no achievement. When you can commit the sin, and you have every opportunity, and you don't commit the sin, you go leaps and bounds to Allah Ta'ala. Where your ibadat of your nights and nights, and your Ramadan after Ramadan can't take you. When you kill that desire for the fear and the pleasure of Allah, you go leaps and bounds and you become a great wali of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah says, this person hasn't seen me. He hasn't seen my adab. And that desire of his is so strong in him. And he had every opportunity of doing what he wanted to do. And he didn't for my sake. Allah makes you where Allah takes you. So this is that raja'na. That from all the other types of jihad, now we must make this jihad. Or the jihad of the nafs. إن عاد عدوك الذي بين جنبيك. Your worst enemy is that which is between your sides, your nafs. Shaitan, no other shaitan came to mislead shaitan. It was shaitan's nafs that destroyed him. And our nafs is more bigger enemy than shaitan. Shaitan has got the whole world to mislead. But nafs is with us all the time. And it is a worse enemy than the shaitan also. So this is the time now that we make hijrat. That we don't follow our nafs. Ra'ayta man ittakhadha ilahahu hawa. Did you see that stupid idiot who made his desires his God? Did our nafs create us? Does our nafs give us our rosy? Does our nafs protect us? Allah Ta'ala is that kind and merciful being who created us, who gives us our rosy. Allahu Akbar. One riwayat we came across now. Bismillah. Allah will say to a person, I gave you your wife. And your wife, I blocked so many other proposals. There were many other people also proposed, wanted to propose. Many people were better than you. I blocked them all and I gave it to you. How much we should appreciate Allah's favor. How much we should appreciate our wife that Allah blocked everyone else. And many of us, we know that she was a prize girl. Everyone wanted her. But Allah gave us and we're not worthy of it. So what are the mercies and the kindnesses of Allah Ta'ala? How much we must appreciate our wives? More, how much we should appreciate Allah Ta'ala? So this is our, this hijrat that we should make. Come away from all those things, our desires. And this hijrat that we come towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And a person who makes this true hijrat, and he makes it for Allah Ta'ala. Al-muhajir man hajra ma nahallahu an. The real muhajir is that person who makes hijrat from all the things Allah has made haram upon him. And they are all the times our temptation. Fajr, our little hijrat, fajr time. From the bed, make your namaz. From your, instead of making it at home, go to the masjid. And make it with jamaat there. How many of us now with the COVID and that, ulama gave permission, muftis, that you can make your Jummah namaz at your factories, at your shops, etc. When the conditions to go to the masjid and the government regulations were such. But now we can't carry on like that. Now it's open. It's not allowed now that we make our Jummah in our shops and our factories. And anyway we make our namazes at home, we make a jamaat there. We just delayed because of meals, we'll make our own jamaat. No, we should never do that. The bigger jamaat, the namaz in a big jamaat is much more loved by Allah Ta'ala. That lengthy hadith, that if two people make their namaz with jamaat, is better than four people making individually. Four who make with jamaat is better than eight who make individually. In this way, more in detail. So this is our hijrat. Leave all those other things, whatever other things there are. As you are leaving for your jamaat namaz, the phone rings. And you think now, it's only right, the phone, that person has got a right on me. He has got a right, but whose right is greater? When the muazzin has called out, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, now it's Allah's right. Now you got some other taqaza. It's a different thing, sometimes your toilet, or it just happens sometimes, or your wuzu just breaks at that time. That's a different thing. But otherwise, we must give preference to Allah Ta'ala. And we go and we make this hijrat. Leave our warm bed, make our namaz. We leave our comfortable home, go to the masjid. Make our namaz with jamaat. That namaz is so much more superior. All the time, with our eyes, we see one woman of the street, a street woman, and we sell our iman on that. When Allah gave us our halal wives, and we don't find enjoyment in looking at our halal wives, how sad and what a pitiable condition of our iman. In halal we don't get enjoyment, and in haram we get enjoyment. It speaks a lot of our iman. What is the condition of our iman? In food, today, commonly, not the children, we ourselves, we see the pizza, our hand will just go to the pizza. And the proper good food that is prepared at home, that doesn't appeal to us. whether it's the pizza, whether it's the burger or whatever else, all those things. And worse, those things that came from the takeaways. And what filth and dirt beside the question of halal and haram. One family in land some years ago, the fair woman went on a strike. And they said, we're not cooking. We cook for you people the whole week. You people feed us today. They meant that, go and buy something now at the takeaways and you feed us. They went and buy whatever, pizzas or whatever. And the mother was sitting with her little child next to her. And the child told, Mummy, what is this? And it was a ducha, a whole what of hair. So the mother saw everyone won't eat. So she hushed it up. But after a little while, another she find, worse than that. And then it couldn't be hushed up now. It couldn't be swept under the carpet. And this is what we are eating, really. And not one case on a daily basis. We hear of the different takeaways, what the condition is. So that we enjoy, we must make hijrat from that. Eat the food which our housewives prepared. Even if they don't read Bismillah, but Bismillah is in their heart. And what to say if they read Bismillah? The ulama of Syria, it is said, before all this war in Syria, etc., when parents should bring their little children to them and ask them for dua to blow on the child, read, they should advise them, tell the mother to read 100 times durood and blow on the food. And for a woman to count 100 is difficult at that time. But they are very used to timing things. So many minutes in the microwave, so many minutes you braise your onions, this you do, by time they do. So tell them for 3 minutes to read Durood Sharif and then blow on that food. And the ulama of Syria should say, those children will grow up to be huffaz, ulama, the qurra, asfiya, atqiya, mashayikh, great, great people they. And no doubt, the barakat of Durood Sharif is unimaginable. And just such an easy way. So this is what we should go towards. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to Medina Sharif and he found the Jews were fasting on the 10th of Muharram. So he asked them, why are you people fasting? They said that Allah gave salvation to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from Fir'aun and his people. And Bani Israel, Allah gave them salvation and relieved them of the tortures. And what Fir'aun and his people were doing on this day. And on that we are celebrating this day by fasting. A great lesson for us to learn, even if it was from the Jews. We only know about feasting. There is feasting in Islam, no doubt. You get married, you have a walima, is a feast. You have a child, you make aqiqah, is a feast. No problem with that. Within the limits and according that also, what changes we have made and what ways of our walimas and our aqiqas also we are doing. Do it in the correct way. But there is a thing like fasting also. When Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, got his citizenship of Saudi, and that wasn't the big thing. The big deal was that he was in Madrasa Sharia, which was at the foot side, just near. Now it's part of the Haram. Hazrat was staying there. How happy he was. Where Allah gave me a place. Just a few steps and I'm in the Haram. And entering on that side from the feet side of from Jannatul Baqi side, on that side, Hazrat, in the appreciation of that, kept 40 days roza. And he went in Jamaat for 40 days. And he kept rozas for 40 days for his appreciation that Allah gave me this great honor. So when we also have some such occasion, sometimes do it by fasting also. My son is getting married. My daughter is getting married. Fast on that day. MashaAllah, there are people like that. Themselves, the day they're getting married, they're keeping roza also. On the day they keep getting married, they are keeping roza. So this is, we should try and keep this roza. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, we are more worthy and more eligible to celebrate the deliverance of Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel from the clutches of Fir'aun than what the Jews are. They have changed their whole religion. We have got more respect for Isa alayhi salam than what the Christians have got. We have got more respect for Musa alayhi salam when they will take the name of Isa, Jesus, and that's all. Moses, and that's all. A Muslim who is not a Jew, he's not a Christian, but he will say, alayhi salam. Alayhi salatu wa salam. What, how much more Allah has given? But Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, we are more deserving. But we will differ with the Jews and Christians, with the Jews on this also. They keep one roza of the 10th of Ashura. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, if I live next year, I will keep the 9th and 10th. Or the 10th and 11th, this also to show that we must be different from the other people. Not only the Ahle Kitab. Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladhina an'amta alayhim. As Maulana Rafiq explained, min al-Nabiyyin, wa-Siddiqin, wa-Shuhada, wa-Salihin. These are the people that we should follow. Not the people, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَدْضَالِينَ. Not the Jews, not the Christians, no one else. Hindus, Parsis, Shias, anyone else. We don't follow anyone else. We follow the people that Allah Ta'ala has chosen. So this is what, so Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam illustrated this point. Allah reward very greatly Hazrat Maulana Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, especially for his one outstanding kitabs. All Hazrat's knowledge. We cannot imagine what uloom Allah Ta'ala had given Hazrat. His kitab on Tashabbuh fil Islam, imitating the kuffar. Tashabbuh, to follow the ways of the other people. A great, such a kitab that Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, known. Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali is not a great alim of our era. He is a great alim of all the eras of Islam. Right from the beginning till the end, that is his position. And when he read the kitab, he says, my mind also did not go to those points which Qari Sahib has explained in his kitab. And he praised Qari Sahib for this great kitab. Allah make it be translated into English. I don't think it's still done. Allah make it and that we all can benefit from it. So this tashabbuh, to imitate, to follow the ways of the other people, the kuffar, what a sad thing. These are those people, when they go for their walks in the morning and the evenings with their dogs, and the dog will lead the way. And when the dog wants to urinate or defecate, they will, with adab, they will stand behind the dog. And as long as the dog doesn't finish its work of urinating and of defecating, they will stand and they will have patience behind it. So those people who have made their dog their imam, we made them our imams. If we did not have an imam, we still could not be justified to make people who made animals dog their imam. When we have got the greatest imam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. The best example you have got is in Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, every action of him, every Nabi has got miracles. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, every action of his is a miracle. Not only the clear and open miracles, what we call miracles, but his every action of his was a miracle. And we leave him and we follow these people. It is like people who can see, the seeing people, they tell the blind people that you lead me. A seeing person tells the blind, these people are deaf, dumb and blind. Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un. Summun bukmun umyun fahum la yaqilun. People who got no brains, stupid people. And we following them. Like a person who is healthy, who can walk, who can run, who can jump. He tells a paralyzed person, put me on your back and this busy freeway Monday morning. So busy the freeway, you take me across. That is what we have done. These people who are, Quran Sharif says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. They are worse than animals also. ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُونَ وَيَتَمَتَّعُونَ. Leave them alone. What we got to do with them? They just eating and drinking like animals. وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلْ. And hope is all what they have got. Hope for this, hope for that. We have got solid basis of our deen. We should be leading. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. We are the best of nations. Quran is declared. Not a theory. Not a possibility. Quran has declared this ummah is the best ummah. And why? أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Not to follow other people.
Allah made us the best of nations to be leaders, where the leaders became the followers, and whose followers we became. Those people who haven't got no concept of istinja and cleanliness. Is cleanliness, where does it start? Not with some perfume and some cosmetics and that. Cleanliness starts with our istinja. These people who don't make istinja and who make a mockery out of istinja. And we want to follow those people, and when they, according to them, clean themselves, they use a tissue paper. And with that, they don't wash clean themselves, they polish themselves with that dirt. And with that dirt polished on them, they go in the bathtub. And to conserve water, everyone in the family uses the same. And all that filth and dirt is in that water. And inevitably, that water goes in your mouth when you are in the bathtub. It goes in your nose, your ears, all that filth, and they are clean, and we following those people. And who are we? We are thought, we are those people. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah loves, yuhibbul, inna Allah yuhibbul mutatahhirin. Allah loves those people that who take the extra effort of making first istibra also. Using in our time tissue to clean yourself, and then washing yourself also. And istinja is not just splashing some water. Even now with the hose that we have in our toilet, it's not just that we splash, we have to wash ourselves. And one of the worst punishment, which is amongst the lightest punishments in the qabr, are those people who did not do the istinja properly, of urine drops, etc. Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written in his kitab, Alam-e-Barzakh, that there are those people in the Barzakh, that is the life of the Qabr, that the Qabrs will be filled with boiling water. Can we imagine a person, sometimes the wuzu, sometimes the water is just hot, how you burn with that, or in your shower or something. And there are those people whose Qabr will be filled with sizzling hot oil. Hey, water, where can we tolerate? And for a minute or two also in there, Allah protect us. Today we are not worried. We are worried of this dunya. We are worried I must not get sick. I must not get poor. All those things. But who of us really worries of the qabr? We do something, we say something. What will the people say? Hey, what legacy are we going to leave behind? And what we are going to in the qabr, not worried at all. As though it doesn't exist. The same people, this Australian people, Roman Catholics, ask them about in the church, about akhirat, they say very, very weak. They don't even speak about it. Like it doesn't exist. They got no explanation for akhirat, for qabr's life. Unfortunately, how many places in the world, one province in our country, where the ulama also denied the life of the qabr. And one great alim, mashallah, Allah gave him a beautiful mort. How he worked and how he was threatened with his life because of speaking of the life of the qabr. And proving it from Quran and Hadith. And absolutely clearly he proved it. And the mashayikh of that place, they were after his life. So the life of the qabr is a reality. And me and you, we are going to face that. When we go to the qubur, we see the qabr just from outside. My ustad, Hafiz Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once we went to the qabristan, there was a janaza, and our section of Muslims was one side, and we had to go through all the Christian and Jewish section in order to enter and come out. So he said, look at these people, how their graves are. And that time, now graveyards are not maintained also. But in that time, they were maintained, and the graveyards have become like parks. And how they are kept in that. So he says, don't be fooled with this outside what you are seeing, what's happening inside there. And today we have to be worried, is our iman intact or not? And if a person, and also remember, iman alone is not enough. Many of us, we give du'as to one another, and the best du'a we in our mind, may Allah give you long life. A long life is not enough. If you have a long life and you are sick, and you are messing the bed, messing everything, you are dependent on everyone, what's the use of such a long life? And no obedience of Allah, no namaz, nothing, all the wrong you are doing, watching TV all the time. And some will say with afiyat, that with well-being, that everything is in goodness, etc. That also, if it's not in the obedience of Allah, what is a long life? Life, whether it's short or long, that life is valuable, which is in the obedience of Allah. And see, that even if you give dua of iman, that also is not enough. Because there are many, many people in Muslim Sharif's riwayat, who will be, die with iman, and they won't have the sins, they did not make tawbah, sins are not forgiven, they will have to go to Jahannam, to purify, they will go to Jannat on account of the iman. But to in Jahannam for 1 second, we can't tolerate a fly buzzing around our nose, by our ear. One mosquito bite we can't take. Where are we going to the fire of Jahannam? A shaheed, he dies also. But his the huququl ibad, if he's owing people money, that won't be forgiven also. So even a shaheed's mort is also not enough, that Allah forgives us. And in his full pleasure, Allah gives us mort. And then that journey is just a pleasure and an enjoyment. But we don't think about that journey. Our dunya's journeys, we are worried that recently that I must have my vaccine, I must have this, all this protocol, that protocol. But the protocols of the qabr, and also we should remember that the first question in the qabr, Mar Rabbuka, who is your Rabb? And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is that great, kind being. Allah is the examining authority. And the examining authority leaked out the paper. Usually papers, somebody will go and buy it, gave a bribe by the printing press or wherever else, somehow they'll try and get hold of the exam paper. But Allah himself leaked out the paper. And which examining body will do that? That examining body, whether it's the matriculants or whoever else, they want to show that we got very good results. So they leak out the paper. So Allah wants the best results, so Allah leaked out. That everyone, I have 100% pass rate. So Allah leaked out the paper. But then there are those students who have the paper, their textbooks are there, their notes are there, everything, but they can't still answer the question. And they're so useless that they can't still get the answer. So Allah leaked the answers also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person who will read, Raditu billahi rabban, is the first question, the answer to it. We'll read this always, we will be able to answer. Mar Rabbuka, Raditu billahi rabban. Second question, Ma deenuka, wa bil islami deena. And the third question about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wa bi rasulillahi billahi rabban, wa bil islami deena, wa bi sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rasulahu wa nabiyya. A person who reads this in the morning, Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will hold him by his hand and take him into Jannah. A person who reads it morning and evening, Allah will be pleased with that person on the day of Qiyamah. So this is what we have to go in this direction. Not follow the kuffar. There is the hijrat that we must do. And those of us who will take this lesson, make this hijrat, bring a change. And also when we talk of this, of following the kuffar, aping the baboons of the zoos and the baboons of the jungles. Hey, we aping those people. We should be aping, we should be following in the Mubarak footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great, great ulama and awliya of the ummah, which have been and are. Just follow those people and see where we, today we want happiness in our home with the TV on. With a puppy in the house, with photos we are taking, photos which are displayed, we are following that, how can happen? Shayateen are there. And shaitan, their way of working, at the beginning on falsehood, on haram, they give you outward enjoyment. And now you are enjoying doing. No parda in the house, music is playing, and all the photos you are taking, the cameras are flashing, all that is happening, little bit. And then what comes? All, then they show the true colors. Now there's discord in the family. Now husband and wife don't trust one another. Now they are fighting among themselves. Now illnesses are coming. Now financial problems are coming. All the difficulties. And if you to obey the commands of Allah, namaz in the house by the woman, man occasionally, nafal namaz, they make at home. Tilawat of Quran Sharif, ta'aleem in the house, then the malaika come. And the first effect of the malaika, and this is that we will find it a bit hard at the beginning. We have to sit for ta'aleem. The children find it very hard. Perhaps the wife, perhaps the husband, to sit for ta'aleem is like a very, like a mountain on our head. You find it a bit hard, but then the shayateen, they are evacuated. They leave the place immediately. And then after that, rahmat comes in that house. If in our house we are having financial problems, we are having illnesses in our house, difficulties, start with Quran Sharif. When the malaika come, they come with Allah's rahmat. And be 100% sure, if not today, tomorrow, if not this week, next week, not this month, next month, just carry on and you will see, without you doing anything directly for that problems, Allah will not only take it away, but give discord and disunity in the house will go. Muhabbat will come. And what muhabbat? And barakat will come. Where you are having financial problems, you will see with your eyes that you are giving other people now. You are helping family members. You are helping other people. You will see that all the difficulties which you are facing, illnesses, you don't have, will have to go to hospitals and doctors, which really make you more sick. With this, you will find that it will just go away. You will be surprised that you won't even remember. Sometimes, somehow, you will think, I had that problem. That problem is completely gone. Just bring in deen. Make this hijrat. This is the time for hijrat. Let us make hijrat from all the things, ma nahallahu an, what Allah has forbidden us, and do those things which Allah has commanded us. Live a pure, clean life. This is the lesson. And if we don't take the lesson, then it is just like where we were in July, we have gone in August. And it will mean nothing. It isn't that we were in Zulhijjah, and now we have gone to Muharram. For many of us, Jummah is no day, it's just a Friday. That is all. It signals the weekend. But Jummah, the best day of the week, the best day the sun rises on in the week, the day of Jummah, Sayyidul Ayyam, the day that a person feels happy, day of Durood Sharif, day of making my connection with my Nabi, alayhi salatu wasalam. But if it's just a Friday, the month of Hajj was here, Zulhijjah, but if it was just the month of July, or whatever month, we just take it like that. January has got so much. And Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali's son, says, January, and they pronounce it January. So he says, it's from Janwar, from animals. And he says, it is animalism. The amount of alcohol that is consumed. They celebrate that new year of death. How much of alcohol? One person very beautifully said, they say that if you smoke, then you suffer the consequences, and the passive smoker, the person who inhales that, he also suffers. But with drinking, only the drinker suffers. The other people don't. So he said, just go and stand at the casualty section of a hospital and see how many people suffered from drinking. Other people, you were drunk and you drove and you bumped a car and you killed 6 people. This drinking of yours, you were drunk and you chopped your wife. How, what and what things happen when in a drunken state? So all this happened with this, their new year. And Allah gave us the month of Muharram. Allah. It is the month from where Allah has made things haram. We stay away from that month. It is a month of Allah gives us ihtiram, respect and honor. When we observe the commands of Allah in the eyes of not only non-Muslims, in the eyes of animals, they respect these people. When we have that commands of Allah, animals respect that person. Animals are at their service. There was this muazzin of Ladysmith some years ago, and a very pious person, very righteous. A few of them were his friends. They told him, somebody's moving house, if you can come with your baki and help us. He said, no problem. He knew them also. When they took him, then they wanted to kill him, making their mashura. Must we shoot him? Throw him in the river? Burn him? What must we do? They decided to throw him in the river. In the river, he went deep place, and he couldn't find ground at the bottom to stand on. Somehow, some boulder or something, he stood on that. Only his head was out. It was near Maghrib time. And then a dog came up, a small dog, puppy. And their eyes met, the dog, and the dog got the message that he's in. The dog ran away and called people that he has somebody in difficulty here. They came and they took him out and saved him. Allah will make the animals, a dog, a thing like a dog, Allah will put it at your service. But when we go into the service of the dogs, they ask to serve us, but we want to serve them. And we want to honor them and respect them. And the animals we respect when we are ashraful makhluqat. Allah Ta'ala, let us make this hijrat at this time. And then see what Allah gives. When the Sahaba made this hijrat, Allahu Akbar. The muhajireen of Makkah Sharif, when they came to Medina Sharif, their only clothes was that which was on their body. Rich, rich people in Makkah Sharif. Big, big businesses and enterprises, but they came here empty-handed. The many of them left their families also. They were married there, but they left their families and they had come away. When they came to Medina Sharif and they made this hijrat, not only a physical hijrat, but in their heart, in their soul, everything. And they were in such financial straits, difficulties. The weather did not agree with them at the beginning in Medina Sharif. They persevered with all that. Allah put the crown of the king of Persia and the Roman emperor, Allah threw it at their feet. And with disgrace it came and it fell at their feet. And they had no value for it. Allah gave them the leadership of the world. As long as they made that hijrah. And this hijrah is a constant thing that we have to do. All the time from our base desires to the noble commands of Allah, we make this hijrah and see what Allah will give us. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.